AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Soaking rain, high winds, and thousands of power outages. Hurricane Hermine made landfall in Florida's Big Bend area early this morning. It weakened to a tropical storm as it moved farther inland. Our Joshua Plogle is in Apalachicola, south of Tallahassee.
The storm surge measured at around 8 feet, and we saw docks and houseboats being swallowed up by the water, slowly being ripped apart.
National Hurricane Center meteorologist Dennis Felchin says even though Hermine is no longer a hurricane, it's still causing problems in Florida and up the East Coast.
It's going to be hugging the East Coast of the United States for at least the next 3, 4, maybe even 5 days, impacting the weather all the way up into the Northeast through Labor Day.
The governors of Georgia and North Carolina have declared states of emergency. Some smartphones are exploding. Our Sandy Kozel's got news of the Galaxy Note 7 phone.
Just 2 weeks after Samsung launched its latest flagship smartphone, the South Korean company is suspending sales after getting word that some of the gadget's batteries exploded. Some buyers reported their phones caught fire or exploded while charging. Samsung says it has confirmed 35 such cases and blames faulty batteries. A company official says customers who already bought Note 7s will be able to swap them for new smartphones, regardless of the purchasing date. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel reportedly plans to hire hundreds more police officers after the city's deadliest month in decades, 90 homicides in Chicago during August. Hillary Clinton is rolling out a plan today that she says will fight massive price hikes for medications that have been on the market for a while. There's been an outcry recently over the increasing price of life-saving EpiPens. This is AP Radio News. The holiday weekend will find millions of us on the road, but many of us apparently won't be paying attention to our driving. Our Shirley Smith has this.
46 states have laws against texting while driving. 14 states bar drivers from using handheld cell phones for any activity, including talking on the phone. But there are moves afoot to get them to stop. Dave Winston's director of the Center for Health Communication at Harvard School of Public Health and has been working on a major media campaign against distracted driving. The campaign will also promote defensive driving, urging motorists to watch out for distracted drivers. I'm Shirley Smith.
49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick didn't stand during the national anthem at last night's preseason game in San Diego, continuing, he says, a protest against racial injustice. He dropped to his knee as some in the crowd booed him and shouted at him. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.